This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, February 25th, 2014. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is supported by the Center for Arkansas and Regional Studies at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, dedicated to the celebration and documentation of this region's history and culture.
In about 7 minutes on Ozarks, a chapter ends for a bankrupt landfill in the Ozarks.
Later, the new president of the state's largest advertising agency talks to Roby Brock about his new post.
But first, on the first day of the 2014 filing period, Republican Asa Hutchinson filled out the paperwork yesterday to make it official.
Today, I have filed as a candidate for governor of Arkansas.
Hutchinson says his goals, if elected, would include economic development and job growth through education, tax reform, and efficiency in government. He also says he wants to stay out of the debate about the private option and not influence the discussion that's continuing in the legislature.
I do hope that they're able to conclude this quickly and urge them to resolve this. But I think the last thing they need me is to be holding a news conference and telling them what to do. Once they decide that, then my job is to take the decisions they make now and this governor makes and say, all right, this is what I want to do in 2015 when the pieces are there, looking at it from a budget standpoint.
This is Asa Hutchinson's second run for governor after losing to Mike Beebe in 2006. He's running against Little Rock businessman Curtis Coleman for the Republican nomination. Former Congressman Mike Ross is the only announced Democratic candidate. A spokesman for Ross says that he would file the necessary paperwork later this week.
As more observers outside Arkansas examine the state's unique plan of taking federal Medicaid money to buy private health insurance for poor Arkansans, Governor Mike Beebe is using the national stage to promote the program. Speaking to reporters yesterday at an event in Washington hosted by Kaiser Health News, the governor spoke of the consequences to the state if funding for the private option isn't passed in the legislature.
I think the more realistic possibility is severe and draconian budget cuts in some essential services is likely to be the result if it didn't pass. But by its very nature, I think that potential harsh remedy may be one of the reasons why Speaker Carter and perhaps others have more optimism about it passing, including me.
The governor says an $89 million deficit in his proposed budget would result if the legislature refuses to reauthorize the program. Renewing funding for the program was approved last week in the Arkansas Senate, but as of midday today, still has not been approved by the House.
Arkansas voters may get a chance to decide whether to raise the state's minimum wage if a petition drive under the name of Give Arkansas a Raise Now, or GARN, is successful. The petition drive kicked off this weekend with the support of U.S. Senator Mark Pryor. The Democrat, who is up for re-election this year, says he does not support President Obama's plan to raise the federal minimum wage from $7.25 to $10.10 an hour, but says he prefers the GARN plan to gradually raise the minimum wage to $8.50 by the beginning of 2017.
I think the Arkansas effort is a bottom-up effort. It's a grassroots effort. You're going to have a signature petition drive. You're going to have a vote of the people. If they voted in, they voted in. I suspect that they will.
Senator Pryor says this is an issue he expects to draw support from Arkansans of all political stripes because he says it's the right thing to do.
The four employees of the Arkansas Lieutenant Governor's Office have announced that they will voluntarily leave their posts by the end of the fiscal year. According to Talk Business Arkansas, the four staff members informed State Senate President Michael Lamoureux yesterday they would resign effective June 30th. The staff has a collective payroll of nearly $250,000, and some state lawmakers balked at the idea of paying the salary of the Lieutenant Governor's staff when there is no sitting Lieutenant Governor. Mark Darr resigned as Lieutenant Governor earlier this year amid state ethics violations.
Ozark Regional Transit will hold a public input forum tonight at the Fayetteville Public Library. Joel Gardner, Executive Director of ORT, says the main goal of the input session is to present proposed new routes and to get ideas from residents for where the transit authority could expand service to better serve the public.
Our current structure right now is we're providing service up and down the 71 corridor. We provide service east and west along the MLK corridor. But we're really going to reach out towards getting further south on 71 down to as far south as the county jail, providing services to the industrial area on the southeast corner, also connecting the city of Johnson to both Springdale and Fayetteville. So we've got ideas in our mind, but we want to make sure that they are the same ideas that the public wants.
The input session is from 5 until 7:30 tonight at the Fayetteville Public Library.
All four of Northwest Arkansas's largest cities reported lower February revenue numbers. February revenue represents taxes collected in December and remitted to the state in January. According to the CityWire, Fayetteville revenue at $1.7 million was down 2.4% from 1 year ago, while Rogers revenue of $1.4 million was a year-over-year decrease of nearly 4%. Meanwhile, Springdale reported revenue of $879,000, also a decrease of 4%. And Bentonville revenue was down by 4.6% with its reported $893,000 in revenue. Finance officials from all four cities cited snow and ice throughout December as a reason for less foot traffic and a decline in overall sales.
The city of Fayetteville is planning two prescribed burns at Lake Fayetteville. According to the city, the burns will aid in prairie restoration and create a favorable environment for native plants. The burns will be conducted in the coming weeks once weather conditions are suitable and the burn ban is lifted for Washington County. During the prescribed burns on Lake Fayetteville Dam, the paved and nature trails from Veterans Memorial Park to the marina will be closed. Likewise, while the burns are being conducted on 40 acres near Lakeview Drive, the trails from the Environmental Study Center north to the Botanical Gardens will be closed.
Tonight, cloudy with a 20% chance of snow, a low of 18, and a wind chill as low as 6 in northwest Arkansas. In the Arkansas River Valley, expect cloudy conditions with a 20% chance of rain and a low of 28. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 35 and a wind chill as low as 6 in northwest Arkansas and a high near 42 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow night, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 17 and a wind chill as low as 10 in northwest Arkansas and a low around 22 in the Arkansas River Valley.